Okay. Let's do the Gemara again. Daf Yud-Tes-Mem. Says the two dots. The Yitzhaba Mishum Simcha and the Yitzhaba Mishum Chagiga. Which means, if you want to, Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, if you want to fulfill your carbon taida, you can bring your carbon taida on Yom Tov. And you can fulfill the chiyuv simcha. If you didn't have enough meat, you had to bring a special carbon in order to fulfill the samachta b'chagecha. So you can use that carbon taida, your voluntary carbon, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the samachta, which is having meat. But you cannot double up and use the carbon taida that you are obliged to give from beforehand already and use that as your carbon chagiga. You cannot do that. It's more as a treat, obviously. It's something obligatory. Something which is you're obliged to do, you can only bring from chulin. You can't use a mitzvah, you can't use something that you have to do in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Doesn't work. Just like you can't use mice and money to buy yourself an esrik, so too you can't use an obligation of a carbon taida to fulfill the mitzvah of carbon chagiga. Doesn't work. Moses says letzricha, the afagam de parish. The chiddush is that even if he specifically said that he's only, come a little closer. Even if it's better. Yeah. It's very bad. The afik of the person, even if he explicitly. Well, I'm not raising it, so I'll leave it like this. The afik of the person. Yeah, and the worst of all was when I was today an hour and a half on the phone with people. And that's the killer. Because the phone, you can't talk low. Because people don't. Anyway, the afik of the person, and even you specifically said that I'm only giving this carbon toida on condition I can fulfill the chagiga with it, still doesn't work. We did this yesterday already. If a person says, I'm going to give a toida, or this is a toida, and condition that I can fulfill the chagiga with it, or a person says, I'm going to be a nazir, the galeach and the carbon that I'll bring when I finish my carbon is yours. I'm doing it on condition that I can bring that carbon. Mimoris ma'aseh sheni, money of ma'aseh sheni I have to take up to Yerushalayim anyway. So let me use that money in order to fulfill my carbon. And I'm only making a carbon. I'm only making myself a nazir on that condition. Ma'o, what's halacha? So he tells him. Amalei tells him. Nadur, the carbon is obliged, neder is valid, but you cannot fulfill the mitzvah chagiga with it. Or nazir, you become a nazir, and you cannot use for your carbon when you shave your head at the end when you finish mitzvah. You can't. When you finish a nazir, you can't use the chagiga or the mois mois hasheni for this carbon. Why? So Rashi says, very important Rashi. Why? Since he says, I'm responsible, I'm going to give this as a carbon, automatically he's already in his chayiv. As soon as he said it, automatically your chayiv ready to bring a carbon taida. Because when you say something, legavoya, who's gavoya? To the above, who's the one above? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you make something hektish, you say something is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you gave it over to a regular person. Just like I give you over this and say, oh, by the way, I gave it to you, but that was for something else. Too bad. Are you the muhsik? I can't make right the law. It's also like that. Once you give something to somebody, you say, oh, by the way, that was for an old loan. Too late. It doesn't make like that. It's over here also. As soon as you said, I am chayef to bring a carbon taida, even if I say, and by the way, I'm doing it on condition that I can use it for a chagiga, too late. Once you said, I'm chayiv a carbon taida, it's done already. Kim Masir El Hedjot, like he gave it over. V'chi Hodar Omar, and when after he says, Al Manas, I'm only doing it on condition that I can use it for a carbon chagiga, Av Nilsi, doesn't mean anything. That's the concept behind it. And Tosfos points out that if you do the opposite, then it would work. For example, if a person says, it says, Avalamama Ifcha, the first Tosfos, it said opposite. Amanas she'etze mishum chagiga hare alai toida. In other words, he says, not this is a carbon toida, unconditioned, I can use it for a chagiga. No, he says, unconditioned that I can use it for a chagiga, I'm bringing a toida, then it does work. Why? Because there's no amira l'gavoya kimsuras lehediyot. As soon as, in other words, when do I say it's a toida, it's ready after I said it already, unconditioned I'm going to use a chagiga. Then it doesn't. Then you could do that.
Can I buy my Asher for Meiser money like that?
No.
Can I give my school tuition for Meiser money?
That's a separate thing, because that's Zedakah. But that doesn't work with that. That's right. Maybe you could, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Anyway, but that's what Tosfos points out, based on the Svar of Rashi. Okay. Gemara brings a similar thing. The next case. Ugavra, there was this person. Da'amaluhu. The person was dying. Da'amaluhu. Then he told the people around him, give so and so 400 gold coins, the linsei brati, and let him marry my daughter. In other words, I'm giving him 400 gold coins to marry my daughter. But he didn't say, I'm only giving him the coins on condition he marries my daughter. He said, he was mitzava, Rashi says, he was hugavra, mitzava machmas misahoya. He made a command out of death, desperation. There's a concept in halacha generally, when I say, give this to you, it's nothing. Etain, I'll give this to you. There's no kingdom, nothing is valid. In order for you to acquire it, I have to say, pick this up, make a kingdom, then it's yours. There's no legal form of acquisition just by saying, give this to him. Kinyan etain, I will give, I will. So I said, big deal. In legal law it's also like that, right? So I said, big deal, so shoot me. I said, means nothing. One exception is if somebody's mitzava machmas misa. He's on his deathbed, and he bequeaths, and he says, you know what, my $100,000 I'm giving to Fred Green. So even if he doesn't make a kinyan, just by saying it, it's automatically valid. In American law, it's also like that?
That's called
a kinyan shchivmera. Shchivmera, divrei shchivmera, kichsuvin vechimsurin dami. The words of Shivra is like he gave it over already. It's like a kinyan, automatic. So this person was on his deathbed. That's what Rashi says. Ho'gavra mitzava machmas misahoya. He was on his deathbed. And what did he say? He said, give 400 zuz to so-and-so. V'limtim brate. And let him marry my daughter. So how do we look at it? Same like we said before. Like Rashi says. Amar Rababa says, Rababa, arba me'er shokil. He can take the 400 zuz. That belongs to him. Ubrate and the daughter, Iboi Nosif, if he wants to marry her, fine. Iboi, if he wants, Lai Nosif, doesn't have to marry her. Why? Because as soon as he said 400 Jews belongs to so-and-so, and then he said unconditionally marries my daughter, once he said it belongs to so-and-so, that's already valid. Then unconditional happens afterwards. So you can fulfill the condition, not fulfill the condition, but it doesn't make it into a condition because it's automatically chal. So the Gemara says, time with the Amo, Havalei V'Limseif. The reason why it only works, why he can take the money, because he tells him, Hovele, give it to him, the Limsev, and then get married. Then he can say, you know what, the money's mine, I'll decide afterwards when I get married or not.
Avaliyomar.
But if he says, Limsev, Hovele, let him marry my daughter, and then give him the money, then obviously, Inasu Shokil, Milay Nasu Lay Shokil. If he marries her, he gets the money. If he doesn't marry, he doesn't get the money. The same idea that we spoke about now, and the Diyak in Rashi and Tosfos, is clear from the Gemara later on. And that's what Tosfos also points out. From the Gemara, that's where he gets his idea from. In other words, it depends how you say it, because
it's in wording.
It's in wording. And the unique thing is, it's by a Shchivmera, or somebody's Mitzavah Machmas Misa, Amiroso Legavoya, Kimisiroso Lehediot.
Once he says it, it's automatically valid as a Kenyan. So therefore, any condition he makes is too late. It's afterwards already. Doesn't have to fulfill it. So the Gemara says, Yosem Reima, some Reima was sitting, B'kom Aloha Shmaitza, Ishmeid Nafshei. He said over this halacha in his own name. In other words, this halacha that I want to bring the Karban Toida and fulfill myself, the Karban Chagiga with it. And he says it doesn't work. Omle Ravina, so Ravina told Nemreima to Mreima,
Aton,
Hochi Masneselu, you, this is the way you learned it. Anon, I, Kedaboy Minerish Lakish Mabiachin Masnidullah, I'm teaching this, that it was a question from Rabbi Yechanan, from Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan. In other words,
Maremar lived
in the time of Ravina, which is in the year 450. So Maremar comes in front of Ravina, and he said this learning by himself. He came up with this chiddush by himself. If you want to use the carbon toida for a carbon chagiga, even if you made a condition, it doesn't work. Because once I said it's a carbon toida, you can't make any conditions because it's amivasa legavaya kimisavasa lehedya. It's automatically valid. So Morema said it in his own name. Ravina tells him that, you know, what are you being such a chacham? You're saying your own name. I'd much rather say it in Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. They lived 200 years ago. They said it already. Much better than just saying this in your name. So that's what Ravina corrected on Marema, that said in the right, or I heard it in the name of Rish Lakish, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. You came to it on your own, wonderful, but I heard the name of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
By the way, on Marema, and Ravina lived where?
In Bavel. Right? Ravina wrote the Gemara, wrote down, compiled all the pieces, and wrote down all the parts of the Gemara, the way we have it now. Edited a little bit by the
Rabbonus.
Did a few more minor changes, but basically by Ravina and Ravashi.
Yeah.
Right. Ravina and Ravashi lived in about 450, 480 in Babylonia. Yochanan and Shlokesh were in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Yochanan was in Marad Arde Yisrael. He lived in about in the year 320, about 70 years after Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was the last of the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. And others also, he was the last main one. He was in Tveria, I think, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rish Lakish, of course, was head of the bandits, and Rabbi Yochanan made him, you know, religious kind of, because he said, if you do tshuva, I'll give you my sister to marry, gorgeous girl, that's what the Gemara says. And he said tshuva, and he became the famous Rish Lakish. They lived in itself. So it's more than that. Ravina is telling Maremar, he said, you know, we can tell you something from Eretz Yisrael, from the great Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, that's what he's telling him. Great little history, it's always nice to know the background.
Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchok,
but Abba. So the Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchok, son of Abba. Again, let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's quickly review what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the Machlik is Veshamay Veselo is twofold. Everybody agrees that the Chagiga you have to bring in Yantif. No question about it.
Shalmei Chagiga.
Everybody agrees, at least according to Ula, that private Shlamim, like Toidos, the Dharmadavas, you don't bring. But the Chagiga, which you have to bring on Yantif, you do bring. There's a Machlokes Beshamei Besilo. Do you do Smicha on the animal on the Shalmei Chagiga? Yes or no? Beshamei says no, Besilo says yes. That's one Machlokes. There's another machlokes, whether you bring the oilas ria, which is the carbon oila of lo yera'u p'nai reikam. You have to bring a carbon oila when you come to the base of Mikdash. Could you bring that on Yantif as well? Beshamer says no, because Chagresim says Chag Lashem, only Chagiga. And Beusilo says no, Lashem, anything which is for Hashem is good enough, you can also bring that. That's a machlokes Beshamer Silo on two fronts. Number one, on the shlamim, which you have to bring the shalmei chagiga, the obligatory shlamim, do you do smicha? And number two, do you bring the obligatory oila, or you have to wait 7 days? You have 7 days to fulfill it, but you don't bring it on yantif. That's machlokes in the Mishnah. So you must say like this.
Tani tamei kameid Rabbi Yitzchak.
The Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba.
Vayakhe vesoilo, vayaseo kamishpot. Says by Aaron HaKohen, when he finished 7 days.
The 8 days
of the Miluim. So on the 8th day, Vayiba Yeva Shmini, right?
Pasha Shmini. So Aaron HaKohen has to bring a bunch of korbanos. And one of them, he has to bring an oila. It was an oilas chayva, an obligatory oila. It wasn't a voluntary korban, he had to bring it. So the Pasuk says, Vayakrev es oila, and he brought the oila, Vayaseha kamishpat. And he did it as is the law. What's kamishpat? Kamishpat oilas nedava. The same halacha that applies, the same laws that apply for a voluntary carbon oila. What is the halacha of a voluntary carbon oila? Limeid teaches you al oilas chayva shetuna smicha. Tells me that the smicha is not just by a voluntary carbon, but by an oilas chayva you also need a smicha. Rashi explains. Where does the pasuk say the samach yadai al roish ha'ola? The samach yadai al roish ha'shlam. Where does it say that? In the beginning of Parshas VaYikra, past Vikra, next year we're going to get to Vikra, pay a little bit more attention. So the first bunch of Kabbalists are all Ish Ki Yakriv Mikem. You want to bring voluntary carbon, an Ayla, a Shlomim, a Mincha. That's where the Pasuk says, V'samach Yadai. You have to put your hand on this carbon. You have to put your hand on the carbon. So the mitzvah of smicha is written in the Torah by the voluntary carbon. Voluntary carbon oila, voluntary carbon shlamim. That's where the mitzvah of smicha is written. So now the Gemara says, how do I know on an obligatory oila I have to do smicha? Because Aaron HaKohen had to bring oila when he finished the 8 days of the miluim. And it says over there, Ba'yasa, and he did it, kamishpat, like the law of the oila. What's the law of the oila? The law of the oila, by a voluntary oila, which says you have to do smicha, so you'll be here by obligatory oila, you also do smicha. That's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, Ba'yakrif es oila, Ba'yasa kamishpat. Kamishpat oilas nadaiva. Limeit, it teaches you, al oilas chayva, an obligatory oila, shetuna smicha, it needs smicha. That's what the Gemara learns. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak tells the Tana, the Amlechamani, who are you following? Bishamai. You must be following Bishamai. Why is that? Because the fact that you need a pasuk for an obligatory oila that you do smicha must follow Bishamai. Why is that? The leigamri shalme choiva mishalme nedova. In other words, Bishamai says that by the shlomim on yantif, the shalme chagiga, you don't do smicha, Bishamai says, right? When you bring the shlomim on yantif, you don't do smicha. The shlomim on yantif, is that obligatory shlomim or voluntary shlomim? Shalme chagiga. What is it?
Obligatory.
It's obligatory. That's what it is. Right? It's obligatory. And Bishamai says, you don't do smicha on shalme chayva, on obligatory shlomim. Well, if you're telling me that you learn, if you're telling me, in other words, so Bishamai obviously does not learn obligatory shlomim from voluntary shlomim. Because if you learn obligatory shlomim from voluntary shlomim, then just like voluntary shlomim, you have to do smicha, so to obligatory shlomim, you'd have to do smicha. And from the fact that Bishamai says, you don't do smicha on Shalmei Chagiga, the obligatory shlomim, so clearly he does not learn obligatory from voluntary. Correct? So therefore, Bishamai says, I don't usually learn obligatory shlomim from voluntary shlomim. And that's why on Yantiv you don't do smicha. But you know where you do learn obligatory from voluntary? By Oila. That's what the pasuk says. Vayaseh el kamishpat. Make sure you do the Oila, the obligatory Oila with smicha, just like the voluntary Oila. But without the pasuk, I would not know that you have to do smicha by obligatory Oila. Because Bishamai says you never learned obligatory from the voluntary, and that's why he says that on Yantif you don't do a smicha on the carbon shlamim. So that's what Mar says. That you're smart, it's Rabbi Yitzchak. He tells him, you learn a pasuk to teach me obligatory oila from voluntary oila to do smicha. The Amalechov tells you this, Mani, who's the following? Bishamai. The loy garmi, gamri, shalmi choyva, mishalmi nedova. Because Bishamai doesn't learn obligatory shlamim from voluntary shlamim, and that's why he says you don't do smicha on yantif.
Voluntary shlamim doesn't have smicha?
It does have smicha. All voluntary kabbalas have smicha. That's the first five prakim in Mikra. But obligatory shlamim we don't know. So Bishamai says you don't have smicha on obligatory shlamim. So the Gemara says, why does Bishamai says you don't have smicha on yantif? Because you don't learn obligatory shlamim from voluntary shlamim.
If it wasn't yantif, you would have smicha?
No.
Because you're not learning it from.
You don't have to do smicha.
So it's not a factor of Yom.
Nothing gives back to Yom, because I guess Yom would not be a factor. What is it? Muktzah? You can do Muktzah in the basic English.
That was the basis of the question.
No. Wants to say the end is like that. More now wants to learn that the reason why Bishama says you don't do smicha is because you don't have to do smicha. Nothing with Yom. You don't do smicha on obligatory shlomim. And therefore he says, obligatory oila, that's what you need to learn from, because otherwise, you don't do smicha on any obligatory carbon. Oila is different. We learn from oila. We learn from a pasuk. He says, why? The e beis hillel. Because if you tell me you're following beis hillel, kiven the gamri shalmi choiva Mishalmi Nedava, since Beis Hillel says that on Shlamim, obligatory Shlamim, Chagiga, you have to do Smicha, it must be because he learned that you learned from voluntary Shlamim. So Eilas Chavya, so then obligatory Eila, Nami Loite Baikra. So why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that obligatory Eila you have to do Smicha? Because you learned from a Pasuk. The Gamri Ma'ilas Nedava, because you can learn it from Ma'ilas Nedava. So therefore, who needs the Pasuk? Only Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel says, well, obligatory Shlamim, I learned from voluntary Shlamim, and obligatory Eila, I learned from voluntary Eila. So I don't need a Pasuk. So who's the one that needs a Pasuk? Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, voluntary Shlamim, you don't learn from obligatory Shlamim. Obligatory Shlamim, I don't learn from voluntary Shlamim. And therefore, obligatory Eila, I won't learn from voluntary Eila. That's why I have a Pasuk to teach me that. That's what Abitzah told this Tana.
So Gemara says,
Mimai, who says the Beis Hillel Shalmi Chayva B'Shalmi Nedava Gamri? Marcelin, listen to this.
Who says that when Beis Hillel says,
listen to this. Who says that when Beis Hillel says that you do a slicha on the obligatory Shlamim is because he learns it from the voluntary Shlamim? Maybe he learns obligatory Shlamim from obligatory Oila. And therefore, he needs the pasuk to tell me that obligatory oila needs its smicha. And therefore, this pasuk that says v'yaseh ha'mishpat follows Beis Hillel as well.
So,
is that what I'm saying? What do you mean? Beis Hillel says obligatory shlamim you got to do smicha. Martona learned because he learned from voluntary shlamim. If you learn obligatory from voluntary shlamim, then obligatory oila you learn from voluntary oila. You don't need the pasuk. Mar says no, maybe not true. Maybe Beis Hillel learned obligatory shlamim you got to do smicha. From the obligatory oila. It was obligatory from obligatory. And therefore, you need a pasuk to tell me obligatory oila, you need a smicha. Even according to Beis Hillel, you need that.
And then from there, you take the next step to make it an obligatory shalom.
Exactly. So therefore, Beis Hillel also agrees to this pasuk. You might tell them that any stone unturned. What do you mean? Maybe Beis Hillel also agrees that you need the pasuk. Because obligatory shlamim you don't learn from voluntary shlamim, so you must say why not? 1 second. We might the Beis Hillel shalmi chayva, shalmi dava gamri. How do you know Beis Hillel does not need the pasuk and obligatory shlamim he learns from voluntary shlamim? Dilma maybe ma'ilas chayva gamri. Maybe he learns from obligatory oila, va'ilas chayva and obligatory oila gufa ba'ikra, and that you need a pasuk for. So Gemara says no, that doesn't make sense. You know why? Because why would Beis Hillel not learn? Think to this. I want to say that doesn't make sense. Why? Because why would Beis Hillel not learn obligatory shlamim from voluntary shlamim? Why would he not learn it? Why would he say it's different?
Pasuk doesn't say to do it.
What?
Pasuk doesn't say.
I know, but it's the same thing. Why not?
Because let me ask the question. When the pasuk talks about the shalmi chagiga, when it talks about it, does it say?
No.
So it just says that you bring a shlomo.
That's it. Doesn't say anything about smicha.
No. But does it say anything about the rest of the aloha?
No, nothing at all.
It just says you bring.
That's
shlomo.
It. Bring shlomo.
So then why not?
So the Gemara says
exactly. So the Gemara says
to come to Beis Hillel. So why shouldn't you learn? If you tell me Beis Hillel couldn't learn
obligatory shlomo from voluntary shlomo, right? Why not? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why not. Maishna. Mishalmi Nedava de la Gamri. Why doesn't he learn obligatory shlomim from voluntary shlomim? Shekein Mitsuyin. Rashi says, you know why? Because voluntary shlomim or voluntary shlomim are done all the time. Correct? Are done all the time. Shekein Mitsuyin. In other words, the reason why you can do smicha there is because you can bring it anytime you want. You can bring it anytime you want. So therefore, do smicha whenever you want. If it's yantiv, you won't wait till after yantiv to bring the carbon. It's not necessarily now. One second. However, in other words, the smicha, since the voluntary shlamim, is the reason why it requires smicha, because smicha really doesn't push away yantiv. The Gemara throws in the yantiv. Smicha doesn't push away the yantif. Just a voluntary shlomim, you don't have to bring a yantif. You can bring any other time. So therefore it comes along with the smicha. But don't tell me that obligatory shlamim that has to be broken in yantif, you'll take the smicha that can be done anytime and force to do it in yantif. Meaning, there's an advantage to a voluntary shlamim that maybe that's why it requires smicha, because that smicha is not that strict that it can push away the yantif, because you can technically do it any other time. So therefore, don't teach me that a obligatory shlamim, which is done in yantif, comes along with the smicha that I learned from voluntary shlamim. The voluntary shlamim, you'll do the smicha, not in yantif. But I won't know that it's so strict, that smicha, and therefore you have to do it in yantif as well. So he says, Maishlam Mishamim Dova Loigami, you know why he doesn't learn from Shalmei Nedova, from the voluntary shlamim, the Loigamri, that you don't learn from it, Shekein Mitsuyin, because they're all the time of the year. So you don't have to do it on yantif. So therefore you can learn from a voluntary shlamim. So if that's the case, so I'd rather, therefore, Hillel would rather learn it from an obligatory oila. An obligatory oila, we learn from the pasuk that you have to do smicha, and therefore he says, well, obligatory oila, if it comes out of yantif, you'll have to do smicha, so obligatory shlam will also do smicha on yantif. Therefore, he'd rather learn from the obligatory oila. So Gemara says, no, if that's the case, ma'ilos choyve nami legamri. So don't learn from obligatory oila as well. She came kolo. Because you know why you do smicha over there? Because it's all going to Hashem. It's nothing to do with you. So therefore, it's all going for Hashem. It's part of the procedure. It's part of the avodah. You do smicha. But a obligatory shlamim that you're going to eat part of the meat of, you can't use the animal for your own benefit. If it's all going for a god, so then you can do smicha even on yantif. Got it. Obligatory oila tells you to do smicha. So obligatory shlamim. So obligatory oila, if you do smicha even on yantif, it's all going kollel, all going to Hashem. Here you're getting benefit from it yourself, so you can't learn from that either. So Gemara is going to say, Elo Asya, rather Mibinayu. It's maybe learned from both of them, from the Tzad HaShoveh. In other words, like the way Rashi explains the Tzad HaShoveh, can't go through the whole Rashi. Rashi explains the Tzad HaShoveh is that, okay, what are you going to say? Let's learn the obligatory shlamim from a voluntary shlamim. Well, we can learn it from voluntary shlamim, because voluntary shlamim tells you to do smicha, because you can do smicha anytime. But it won't tell you to do smicha on obligatory shlamim, even on yantif. So you can't prove that. So you know what? Let's learn it from an obligatory oila. Obligatory is done in yantif, you do smicha. So obligatory shlamim, you learn to do smicha as well in yantif. So you might say you can't do that either. Because obligatory oila, the reason why you do smicha is because you're all going for Hashem. But obligatory shlamim is not going for Hashem. Oh yeah, but a voluntary shlamim is not going for Hashem, you do smicha. So you have to learn from voluntary shlamim. A voluntary shlamim you can't learn because it's not in yantif. So let's take the Tzad HaShoveh, the common denominator between both obligatory oila and a voluntary shlamim, and the common denominator is that whenever it's a korban yachid, a private korban, it needs smicha, even on yantif. And that's what we learn that from. So therefore, Beis Hillel actually learns it from both of them. And Beis Hillel needs the pasuk as well. Because Beis Hillel needs to learn from both, but he needs to know one pasuk by voluntary shlamim, you bring a yidu smicha, but that's not good enough. Because voluntary shlamim doesn't mean it's done in yantif as well. Voluntary is done anytime, not in yantif. So he also needs an obligatory oila that can be done in yantif that needs smicha. And how do we know that? By yaseh kamishpat. Not from voluntary oila, from obligatory oila. So Beis Hillel needs that pasuk as well. So Beis Hillel is going to learn from both. Both from the obligatory oila, from the pasuk, the yaseh kamishpat, and both from the voluntary shlamim, and from both together he learns that a obligatory shlamim needs smicha. That's where the Gemara comes at the end. So Loch Lemaisa, what do we have? Beis Shammai says, obligatory shlamim does not need smicha. Obligatory oila, yes. Obligatory shlamim does not need smicha. Beis Hillel says, no. A voluntary shlamim needs smicha. Obligatory oila needs smicha. Obligatory shlamim, shalmi chagiga, also needs smicha and yantif, and learn it from both. End of the story. Why does Beis Shammai not learn from both? That's his Chasam's question. And he says, because at the end of the day, it's more common. An obligatory oila and a voluntary shlamim are more common than a shalmi chagiga that happens only once a year. So therefore he says, you can learn it from both them. They both have something, then this one does not have it, and therefore you can learn from it. But that's the bottom line. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, there's no smicha on the shalmi chagiga, on yantif, and according to Beis Hillel, there is smicha. Why is there smicha? According to Beis Hillel, you learn from two things. You learn it from the voluntary shlamim, but that's not good enough. You also learn it from the obligatory oila, you learn it from both. And that's how Beis Hillel learns that the shlamim you bring on chagiga, you have to do smicha. That's the end of the Gemara.
So at the end, the Tani Tani Kame is better for Beis Hillel.
Yeah, it fits according to Beis Hillel as well. That's exactly what Rashi says. Look in Rashi, Asim Benayu, Lo'ilam Masnis in the Tani Tana, Divrei HaKoyli, Rafila Le Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel also has to learn from both Pesukim, has to learn from the obligatory, from the voluntary Shlomim, and from the obligatory Oila. That's exactly what Rashi says.
So now we
finish it up, Gemara said like this. Wait a second. Sabri Beis Shammai, Shammai Choyva Loibo Smicha. You're telling me that Beis Shammai holds that a Shammai Choyva, obligatory Shlomim, does not need Smicha? That's what he's saying now, right? That's what we're learning now the whole time. That's not true. But Tanya, did we learn the Braisa? Amar Abiyasi says, Lenechliku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala Smicha Atzmo, Shetzorich. There was never a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel where you need to do Smicha on an obligatory Shlomim. Of course, Beis Shammai also holds that obligatory Shlomim is a Karban Yachit, like Beis Hillel, and you learn it from Shlomim, or from voluntary Shlomim, or from obligatory Oila, whatever you want to learn from the Sada Shove, you do Smicha on it. Amma Mechliku, what's a machlokes? I'll take it with Smicha Shchita. Do you have to do Shchita right after the Smicha, or could you do Smicha in advance? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Etzarich. You don't have to do tekef l'smicha shchita. You don't have to do right away shchita after the smicha. And therefore, why use the animal, do muktzah on the animal, if you can do smicha early in the day? So Beis Shammai says, we have to do smicha on the Shalmei Chagiga, but do it erev yontif. Who Beis Hillel says, no. Tzorichu. Tzorich. You need to do right before smicha. You right after smicha, you got to do shchita. So the machlokes says, could you do it on yontif or not? Or should you do it on yontif? Beis Shammai says, you don't have to do yantif, you do it earlier. And Beis Hillel says, no, you have to do yantif. That's the machlokes, but they both agree that an obligatory shlomim, Shalmei Chagiga, needs smicha. Sigmar says, no. Hudomer ki haytana. He learned like the other tana. The tanya that we learned from the Braisa. Amar Beis Hillel, you do the opposite. Learn nechel to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, I'll take me smicha l'shchita. They all agree you need to do smicha before shchita. Even Beis Shammai says, you got to do smicha right away, right before the shchita. Shetzorach, you need it. What's the machlekes? Alas smicha atzma. She Beis Shammai omrim, ein etzarich. Beis Shammai says, what does it mean smicha? Obligatory shlomim does not need smicha. A voluntary shlomim needs smicha. A voluntary oila needs smicha. A obligatory oila needs smicha. Obligatory shlomim does not need smicha. You don't learn it from one, you don't learn from the other, you learn from either. You don't learn it. You don't need it all. Beis Hillel im etzarich. Beis Hillel says, no. Obligatory shlomim, Shalmei Chagiga also needs smicha, and therefore you have to do it right away. So there's two ways to learn the machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in our Mishnah. Either machlokes is whether you need to do smicha altogether on Shalmei Chagiga, obligatory shlomim, Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes, or they both agree you would need to do it, but Beis Shammai says you don't have to do it on yantif, you can do it erev yantif, because you don't need to take the smicha shchita. Like, by the way, when I started this gemara, I said, my gosh, who's going to be interested in such a gemara like that? But now I'm thinking about it. It's fascinating. There's the voluntary shlomim, voluntary oila, beginning of a yikra, all talks about mishlomach yada, you got to do smicha. Then there's all these other kabbalas that we don't know much about. Obligatory oila, oila zriya, obligatory shlomim. All these things. Do you do smicha, then do smicha. Oh yeah, obligatory oila, you have to do smicha. You have to put your hands on it with both hands. Obligatory shlomim, machlokes maybe, yes, maybe no, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Right? That's the machlokes over here on what's next. Now, all this, by the way, is on a carbon yachit. Smicha you only have to do on your carbon. If it's a carbon tzibur, which most oilers, I mean, oilers are brought as the darim and the davis, the person wants to bring a carbon to Hashem. But every day they brought a oila, oilas tamid, basiyah, bahasinai, right? The oil in the morning, oil in the afternoon. That's called a carbon tzibur, right? The tamid in the morning, the tamid afternoon is carbon tzibur. There's no smicha over there. There's not a private carbon. This whole concept of smicha is only on private carbonis. The Torah says it by voluntary shlamim, involuntary oila, and the Gemara learns it on obligatory oila also, obligatory shlamim. So machlek is in the Gemara whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued or didn't argue in that. That's
no.
The Bible, the owner has to do the smicha. Yeah.
And let's finish up. Next
fascinating Gemara. This is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas.
Famous stories. Tanu Rabbanan, Chacham learned. Maisa Behilo Hazaken. There's a story told about Hillel himself. Hillel himself. Shehevi Elasai Lazara. He brought his Ola to the Azara, to the Beis HaMikdash. Lismach Alehel B'Yantif. To the Smicha Yantif. Remember, Beis Hillel says, Betsy, Beis Hillel says, do you bring an Ola on Yantif? Oilas Ria? Beis Hillel says, yes. Isham says, you don't bring an Ola on Yantif altogether. Beis Hillel says, you do Smicha. Beis Hillel says, you don't do Smicha on Yantif on the Shlomim either. So what did Hillel himself come with his Ola to do Smicha? I'm going to show them. I do my Ola and Smicha on Yantif in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Elish is a separate thing. Of a lawyer of an Ireka.
I know. I think it's a separate chiyuv, yeah. Elish Ria, yeah, you brought
everybody. Everybody, when they came and they brought everybody.
There's a lot of meat, Yerushalayim. Fantastic. A lot of meat. Ain't simcha l'basav yayin. Not so much, by the way.
No one ate the
Elish Ria. Elish Ria didn't get exactly that. They didn't eat, but the shlamim, he came with the whole family. So one head per family brought it.
Besides whatever other obligations you had, you essentially had to.
Correct. Oilas Ria.
Because you were oil irregular, you were obligated.
Correct. Correct. Okay.
I just want to understand.
You buy new suits, you bring your carpenters. Come on.
I'm not going to lose time for everybody's carpenters.
Not per family. They had to. Chalmoy, they have to bring a yantif. Achleks, Mishnah, they have to bring Oilas Ria and yantif. You don't have to. You have 7 days. Anyway,
Maisa Bela Zakin, Hillel the Elder, Haley Oilas Elazara. He brought his common Ola to the Azara, Lismach Lebi Yantif, to the Smicha Yantif. Double whammy. My Ola I'm bringing Yantif, and the Smicha. Chavul of Talmidei Shammai Azakim. So the Talmidim of Shammai, the elder, came Amula, and they told him, Mativa Shalbehim Nazu. What's going on with you? What kind of animal is this? What are you bringing over here? Amulahem, he told him, No. Nekevahi. It's a female. Ulezivche Shlamim Hevesiha. I mean, I brought it as a shlamim. It's not an oila, it's a shlamim. Don't worry, I'm following Shammai. It's a shlamim, it's not an oila. Kishkish lehem biznava. See, he held it onto its tail and scared them away, v'ochul lehem, and they left. V'oisayim that day, gavah yedem shabbe Shammai b'chilel. Everybody was all happy. Look, the Shammai was right. Even Hillel capitulated and gave it to Shammai, and he told him, no, it's a shlamim, it's not an oila. You know what I mean? I'm okay. So he wanted to make a halacha like Beishamai. From now on, you cannot bring an oila on Yontif. And there was one old man, a Talmud of Shammai, who Bava ben Buta Shmai, his name was Bava ben Buta, he knew Shalacha ke Beishamai. He knew that halacha is like Beishamai. And therefore, you can bring an oila. The Shalach and his son, the Hevi, and he brought Colts and Kedah should be Yerushalayim. He knew that Allah said Beis Hillel something else. And he brought all the sheep of Yerushalayim, Vehemidan Ba'azara. And he put them in Azara Ba'om and he said, Kol Mishavaita Lismaich, Yorei Yismaich. Whoever wants to do Smicha, come do Smicha. Allah is like Beis Hillel on the Smicha part, at least that. Vehemidan Ba'azara, Yorei Yismaich, Yorei Yismaich, Yorei Yismaich, and then they decided, you want Smicha, Hillel is right, and they were able to do Smicha on the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif. Now, did it, was it on even an Oila?
That's not discussed. Because Hillel said, no, it was a Shlomim. But they were all happy that they passed him like Beis Shammai, that you can do, that you what's the name? They don't bring an Oila, you bring a Shlomim. And they quickly, Bava Buta said, I know the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, and therefore he went to bring all the sheep of Yerushalayim into the Beis HaMikdash, and we come do Smicha. So they all realize, you know what? Halacha is a Beis Hillel, you can do Smicha in the Beis HaMikdash on Yantif, and there's no problem with Smicha.
That's not logistics. Yeah. Who decided that we always pass the Beis Hillel and the Shammai? Isn't it much later on?